At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The firm of Harris and Marang. Patrick Harris.
Look, Daniel, I do what I want.
Danny Marang.
That is smelling your own farts.
Easy there. These are great pipes.
I'm not going to say agree to disagree, but I really don't like you right now.
The firm of Harris and Marang on the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 and 1080, The Fan.
All right, one more hour to go, then we'll get you right into Ducks Insider. Happy hour with Luke Anderson after that, and then primetime will take you all the way to 7 p.m., finishing off 13 hours of local programming every Monday through Friday on this fine Fan Sports Network.
Where we definitely talk about your own individual fantasy sports teams.
What's on TV.
What's on TV, and how the
Mariners have never cheated.
Yeah, there you go.
I got in trouble during the break.
I didn't get a talking to, so that's good.
I know. Danny said that to me, too. He was like, ha-ha, that was all you, loser. Damn, dude. Damn, here I thought we were doing okay.
It's always funny because we got the windows right here. I can't see, but
oh, I can see him.
Harris,
you heard
can
me.
See him over. He goes, uh-oh, here comes the boss. And I was like, I don't think I did anything.
He probably comes into this show more than anybody else's.
I don't know. You might underestimate
it. I would say the morning show probably gets a talking to here or there.
They get it, yeah. Although, usually, you know, he'll show up about, 8:30 or so, 9 yeah. o'clock. So he only hits, maybe 40%, 30%.
He's listening on the
show.
Way in.
Yes. The YouTube chat, this show is so going to get canceled. Without a doubt, dude.
No, we're bringing what the people want. They just don't know it yet.
My fantasy baseball team, the Mariners, are not cheaters.
Coming up this hour, Patrick Harris's fantasy baseball trades.
And I'm sorry for the, I apologize to the radio audience, but we're going to show this TV.
Look at this graphic.
We got a lot to get to this hour. Coming up in about 10 minutes or so, why I might be out on this football team already. We will chat a little Mariners baseball action. Plus, closing arguments will be about Johnny Mateer. As I promised in the first hour, we would get to that. So we got a loaded hour for you. Don't go anywhere. 503-864-6326. That's the fan text line. Also, the YouTube chat. Come hang out with us. We love having you. Down in the great state of Louisiana, LSU starting quarterback Garrett Nussmeier. He has aggravated the patellar tendonitis he's been dealing with in his knee.
Yeah,
that doesn't sound a good thing, my friend.
No, I was listening to one of the training camp reports on the way in, and the way it was reported was one of the defensive linemen with the big giant knee braces on went knee to knee with him.
Ooh.
Which, if you don't know how heavy and thick those knee braces are.
They're like stone cold knee braces,
yeah,
aren't they?
Yeah,
yeah, those things look massive.
I've got them for each knee, and when I was playing basketball, I had the sleeves that went over the top of them to keep, like, because the thing about them is, like, if you spend the money, which I did because my knees are trash, I got the super nice, like, pro-level ones. And, like, there's everything about them is smooth. There's no, like, jagged edges on them or anything like that.
And not like when you had to wear one in high school and you were like, man, this thing sucks.
And, it sticks way out on the outside.
Yeah.
No, this thing is super compact and stays. It's, like, mine are fit for my knees. They're contoured for my legs.
Okay.
Contoured for my pleasure, as it were. And then had the...
Oh, I don't feel good.
I don't want to know about your pleasure
I
contour.
I don't feel good.
Yeah, and then it has a nice little sleeve cover to go over the top of it.
Mom, my tummy hurts.
Oh, God, can we go to break?
No, we have...
I know we're 4 minutes early. Sweet, fancy Moses.
But even with those, every now and then, you know, I drive and I, you know, either hop step or Euro step. And, you know, if you're in the wrong spot, it's one thing to go knee to knee with somebody. It's another thing to go knee to knee brace.
Right.
It does not feel good no matter how much padding or how, you know, coated they are or whatever. It doesn't feel good. It's just like, ugh. So the good news is it doesn't sound like it's a, he's hurt, not injured. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, it's like that doesn't feel good. And I don't think this is a Matthew Stafford situation where it's like, yeah, no, he's
in big trouble.
He may not. Again, Stafford did not practice again today for the Rams.
When is that bomb going to just drop that Matt Stafford's retired?
Not, well, I don't think retired is on the table yet. I mean, it is an epidural in his back, but I would not be surprised if in 3 days we get the Friday news dump that he will not be ready to go week one.
Yeah. In this Nussmeier thing, I think I'm adding to another Mount Rushmore of things I truly believe are going to happen this year. Brian Kelly's going to get fired. Add that to my, the Clippers are going to suck. What else do I got? I got the Clippers are going to suck. Brian Kelly's getting fired. And the Colts are the worst team in the NFL.
Okay. Mm.
You caught on.
Yeah, I think those are the things. Those are my Mount Rushmore so far.
If Nussmeier's hurt, he doesn't get fired.
I hope y'all had a shitty day.
I don't know, man. Even if Nussmeier's hurt, I still think Brian Kelly loses 3-4 games and gets fired.
If he doesn't have his quarterback, I think you get the pass. Not only that, I'm sure his buyout is not inexpensive.
Yeah, I'll have to look at that. Yeah. What is the Brian Kelly buyout?
Minerals, vitamins.
Dude's such an idiot. I really don't like him. Am I on an island with this?
No.
No.
Okay.
It's a big island.
Okay.
Big island.
One would call it a country.
Or perhaps a continent.
A continent, yeah. Yes. Technically, technically North and South America are one giant island.
Yes.
Yes. But also known as multiple continents.
Yes. Big island.
As of December 1st, 2024, I'm gonna make you guess. How much is Brian Kelly's buyout?
Is it more or less than Jonathan Smith?
Way more.
Way more?
Way more.
Holy S. I almost said the S word. I'm going to go with my lucky number, $34 million.
Not even close.
Not even close?
Not even close.
Like in the 50s?
Higher.
Dude, his buyout? Or what he's owed on his contract?
According to his contract, he has a 90% buyout.
So they buy out his whole contract.
$61.7 million. I would imagine it would go like Jimbo Fisher's, where you get
I'm guessing it's
one
90%,
lump sum.
I'm guessing, too, it's 90% of probably what is remaining.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
So there's a 0% chance he gets fired this year.
Whoa. That I'm sticking on this hot take island. Yeah, he's getting
unless
fired.
Unless somebody dies on a scissor lift.
Well, not even that.
No, that won't do it. Even at a Catholic school.
Yeah.
Well, they believe in God. You know, it's the South. They believe
he's at a
in
state
God
school,
down
though.
There, too.
He's at a state school.
He is at a state school.
Yeah, which is another reason why they won't buy
I don't know, man.
Because the buyout's probably half.
I don't know, man. Them donors, they might pony up if they hate him that much. What if they lose 5 games this year? You want me to pull up the LSU schedule?
Oh, no, it
just means
yeah,
more.
Yeah, no. I bet you his buyout structure would probably be a 50% buyout immediately or like within 90 days. So 30 million. And then his contract is through, I think it's 31.
Okay. These are the potential losses I can count.
Yeah. It was a 10-year deal. So his contract's up to 31. So the remainder, the final 6 years, he would be owed 31 million.
At Clemson could be a loss.
Sure.
Home against Florida could be a loss. Mm-hmm. At Ole Miss could be a loss. Mm-hmm. Home against South Carolina could be a loss. At Diego Pavia could be a lot. I'm joking.
Yeah.
At Texas A&M, I won't say that because I think that program is massively overrated. At Alabama, at Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. That could be 6 losses on the books, even with Nussmeier. You think if they lost 6 games with a healthy Nussmeier that he won't get fired?
Yeah, they're not paying $60 million for him to go away. They're just not.
I'm going to die on this hill, I think.
It's too much money.
I think I'm going to die on this
hill. You got to go at least 2 more years.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're not at Texas.
2 more years? Mm-hmm.
They're not at Texas Tech.
Yeah, you're just not. With the financial landscape the way that it is right now, even big schools like Michigan, Ohio State, USC, like they're taking UW, they're all looking at their finances right now. And you cannot just go, you know what, we're going to throw away $60 million. And then on top of it, we're going to go pay another coach.
Yeah, because whoever they pay is going to cost a lot of money.
Yeah.
I wonder who they go get.
Well, and it's also, you have to think too of the supporting staff, the coordinators,
oh, yeah,
and assistants and stuff. And you got to buy them out. And which clearly that's not as big of a cost.
Dude,
as
LSU.
Head coach, but.
LSU has to be hella pissed they have Brian Kelly. You know?
I mean, are they?
You made that bad, lying.
Dude, what if they get rid of Brian Kelly and go get Nick Saban? Come on home, buddy.
Urban Meyer.
Herb? Oh, that would be a disaster.
Mm. Could you imagine Urban Meyer in the Bayou?
Dude, I think I'd rather have Herb than Brian Kelly, though. Yeah, I think I'd rather have Urban Meyer than Brian Kelly.
Dude, God. How much time is
I think the only coach in college football I like less than Brian Kelly is probably Dabo.
It's like Hitler or Mao. Like, what genocide do you prefer?
Probably take Mao.
Okay, I'm going to stay out of this
one. You know what that means? That means he's choosing the other side,
yeah,
and he doesn't want to say pro. Dude, sorry. It's totally cool to love Hitler now, yeah, man. Haven't you been watching the news?
I just don't want to get into the dictator
now.
Talk, but you know.
We should probably get out of here. Yeah. All right, we come back. Another Mount Rushmore thought. I don't think it's as heavy, but I have a feeling I might be out on this team already. We'll get to some NFL injury news next. 105.1 The Fan.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Have you ever been to a volcano?
Coming up in 10-15 minutes or so, we'll get into, I totally just lost my thought. We're getting the Mariners. We're going to talk about the Mariners.
I didn't even do anything.
Yeah, right, dude? That was just me gone. Just gone. Well, I was listening to Smokey, and like Smokey and those sweet, sweet pipes, dude.
Fair enough.
God, I love Smokey Robinson. Although, turns out, not so great of a guy.
Yeah, another weirdo.
Yeah, he's in some trouble right now.
Another
cleaning
weirdo.
Ladies. Like, what are we doing here, man?
God, I know. It's
Smokey Robinson.
Is it that hard to just not?
He's going to be really upset because I listen to his Sirius XM channel sometimes. Mm. Smokey Robinson's Soul Train. So good.
Oh, I didn't know he had his
own. It's so good. And I was so worried it was going to get canceled because he's going to get canceled.
Is there a Michael Jackson one?
I don't think so. Mm. I don't think so.
Thought it might be big enough to conquer that.
What? I feel like there's an inside joke here that I don't know about.
Well, Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson stuff.
Oh, yeah. Mm. My kids love Michael Jackson, but that's because they don't know.
Michael Jackson probably loved your kids.
Yeah. Boom, roasted. Boom.
Too soon?
Boom, roasted. Too soon? I don't know if there's ever a too soon on pedophiles. Although, again, apparently it's pretty cool to be a pedophile these days. Good Just watch God. The news.
Boy. All right, sports.
Sports, we're back. We're back.
Good
so,
luck with this one.
Aaron Rodgers is going to be. I'm joking. Dak Prescott. I'm joking. There's a team that just suffered a new injury that, I guess, not too new, but it was announced that this player won't be back until week six. And I think I might jump on this train really quickly that the San Francisco 49ers are not going to be good this year.
Oh, weird. Who could have seen this coming?
Brandon Ayuk is out until at least week six, and this might be, you know, I try not to jump ahead of it too much in preseason. I try to wait till real games show up before I start thinking about stuff, but I'm out on the Colts super hard, and I think I might be out on the San Francisco 49ers. Well, look, I just got that bad feeling.
When we went through this, my whole thing was, the collection of talents in San Francisco is very, very, very good.
It's good.
It's one of the highest in the league. I trust no one.
I think I'm there now, too.
Here's the crazy thing. The major sports books, DraftKings has the 49ers as the favorite to win the division at plus 150, Rams at plus 195, Cardinals at plus 425, Seahawks at plus 550.
I can't believe the Seahawks are the worst. I think they're better than Arizona.
See, that's
Arizona's this like trendy pick that everybody has. I don't know why.
When I brought this up this morning, I was like, okay, this is kind of a surprise. And it's not just that. Well, yes, it is just that the Seahawks are last and behind Arizona and behind by that much of a margin.
Because, I don't buy it.
Because what has Arizona done to earn anything or get any of this credit? They're still every year, they're the same team every year.
Is Kyler Murray and they don't not ever do playing anything. Video games?
Well, here's the thing. And this was my whole thing when we were talking about like the most open divisions of football.
This has to be, from
my perspective, when we were talking about this last week, I was like, you know, and you guys were like, oh, the Niners. I was like, I just don't trust their health. And it's not like it wasn't a one-off situation. Like the most important players on their team, save Brock Purdy, are always injured.
It's the truth.
Always injured. It is what it is. Like they are, you know what they are? They are the Philadelphia 76ers of the NFL.
Ouch. That's not a nice thing, Daniel. That was not very nice.
Ton of talent. Absolute like cream of the crop. Top end personnel,
high paid guys, worth it.
Can't trust the health of any of them.
No, even Paul George got there and was like, "Oh right, I'll just be hurt all the time."
Yeah, it's just it is what it is.
I'm gonna go put some money. Can I put some money on the Niners not winning the division?
Yeah,
does gambling work that
way? You can find.
I can do that.
Yeah,
okay.
But the odds won't be great.
The cross division for the NFC West is the AFC South.
Oof, those are the two worst divisions probably in football.
You think the NFC West is the worst?
Worst is the wrong answer. It's two most open divisions in football.
Okay. The AFC South, I mean, I'm going to go ahead and say
the NFC
it's bad.
South is probably...
Yes, the worst division in football.
Yeah.
Well, the Falcons could be good. That'd make a two-team race. But the other two teams are... Ooh,
yeah. But the AFC South is... I mean, you've got the Jags, the Titans...
See, if I pay for the NFL package, that means I got to watch Panthers, Saints twice? Pass.
Yeah, no, that's...
Hard pass.
New. Doesn't mean you
one
have
those,
to.
One of those is going to be a Thursday night football game. Watch.
Mm. Well, and that's one of those games that you don't have to pay to watch on the NFL Sunday ticket.
That is true.
Thursday night game.
Dude, I love watching just prime time games.
You have to pay to watch it on Prime.
Before I took this job... And I could, you know, like, watch NFL at my own leisure.
Yeah, now you have to.
Now I have to, which is fine. I'm totally down with it. But when I'd watch NFL at my own leisure, basically I'd just watch the primetime games.
Oh, yeah.
And just hope for a good game.
That's what they're there for.
And it's like I'd watch the Manning cast on Monday Night Football because I find those two fun. And if the game got out of hand, I just turned it off.
Yeah.
No, I don't get to do that.
Nope.
I'm going to have to watch, like, Jets-Patriots on a Thursday night in November and gouge my eyeballs out. Just so I can talk with you idiots about it the next day.
I had the excuse that I'll be at a Blazers game.
Damn, I need me a side gig.
I don't want a side gig though. Push buttons, and I don't have to talk about it much.
I don't want a side gig though. You know, like Andy's got the Winterhawks
and Ducks
and Ducks. Brandon's got betting.
Mm-hmm.
You've got Blazers.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm just gonna do nothing.
Yeah.
I think I'm just
right up
this.
Your alley.
I think I'm just gonna do this.
Fair enough.
There you go. It works. But yeah,
even Suk has that side podcast now
with Nemec. Yeah,
Nemec is his side piece.
So it's just me and Rob, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Just me and Daddy Rob.
Yeah,
I'm cool with that.
This is why you have to pick up golf.
I'm cool with that. No, I don't want to. I don't want to be golf pro.
You're going to. It happens. It's just
yeah,
and it's inevitable. But no, the Niners losing Ayuk till week six is predictable but problematic.
Who is hurt next?
McCaffrey.
Well, I was going to say McCaffrey or fill in the blank.
McCaffrey. If you're giving me...
Just bubble wrap him for preseason.
Yeah, if you're giving me McCaffrey or the field, as insane as it sounds, I'm taking McCaffrey.
Well, or Kittle?
Yeah, George is crazy.
Yeah, he plays through a ton.
Yeah, that guy's kind of crazy.
Don't get me wrong, he misses games too, but...
Oh, they don't have a Bosa anymore, right?
I was
going
to say, has the Bosa moved out of
town? Yeah, Bosa's in Buffalo now.
Okay.
That's the thing, is like...
Bosa's still in L.A., right? Yeah.
So
sure.
Joey Bosa is still a Charger.
Yeah.
Nick Bosa is a Bill.
There you go.
Okay. That's almost as difficult as James Dalvin Cook and Dalvin James Cook, who are brothers.
I'll take your word for it.
They are brothers, and their names are James Dalvin and Dalvin James. Like, come on, guys. You are killing me with
this.
Which
is why they don't include the middle names.
Yes. You are killing me with this. Yeah, I think so. I think Ayuk, this is where I'm going to live. What kind of odds can I get on the Seahawks winning the division?
+550.
+550? I kind of like those. Well, I don't know. Are they good? Are those good odds?
Yeah, it's the highest odds in the division.
I mean, because, you start out with...
You're getting plus money.
It was the Niners and the Rams. They're both like +150
and
195. Yeah.
Which, again, Niners...
Get it now before Stafford's out for the year.
Exactly.
Get it now before McCaffrey's out for the year.
Exactly.
And the Cardinals stink.
Yes. I think at 550, I think that is I am not a betting man, and I've never pretended to be one, but I would take that.
This is why I said if you told me any single of these four teams won the division, it would not be a surprise. I remember you were like, Cardinals?
Absolutely not, man.
It should absolutely not be a surprise that they win the division.
Absolutely.
We just went through. Dude, the Niners are injured. The Rams don't have their quarterback right now. He had a freaking epidural. The Seahawks, what is the hallmark of the Seahawks?
Sam Darnold, dude.
Okay, who? And
look, the only team that I would be surprised if they won is actually the Cardinals.
I wouldn't be surprised. I just wouldn't.
Because
the division is so blah.
They can't ever get out of their own way.
But neither can these other teams. That's the thing, is like, yes, we have the Cardinals in our head of like what they are.
But for the Niners and Rams, it's more injury related.
Sure, but like,
so it's not about them not getting out of their own way. They just they suffer because of things that they can't help.
A quarterback just had a needle shoved into his spine.
Yeah.
Well, when you put it that way.
You know what I mean? Like that's the thing about it. It's like it's not that I don't think that they're good, but like, you had an epidural at 37 years old and your body's falling apart.
Jimmy G.
Oh, sure.
Jimmy G.
There you go. That's where you want to throw that life raft.
Go Robolo.
I still trust that more than Kyler Murray.
Sure, but...
Without a doubt, dude. Without a doubt. That's the hot take of the day. I'd rather have Jimmy G than Kyler Murray.
I wouldn't.
Boom.
I wouldn't.
I would.
I'd rather have McVay and Jimmy G.
Well, yeah. But I'd still rather have...
But that's the combination that you got.
But, again, this division, to me at least, is the most wide open in football because none of these teams suck.
But none of them are like going to blow you away.
And there's a very large question mark on every single one of them. The Seahawks, I think they have the biggest question mark because none of it is proven.
Yeah, nobody knows if Sam Darnold's actually going to be good.
Who is he throwing to? How good is the line going to be?
Yeah.
Defensively, like how much better are they under McDonald in year two? Like there's just a lot of nothing about them. I don't look at them like the Panthers or the Saints or the Browns and be like, this roster.
I will say. I don't like how far down the depth chart Jake Bobo is on Seattle.
Oh, so that hurts you, huh?
I need more Bobo.
No, dude, we are not doing Seattle depth chart.
Hashtag more Bobo.
Hashtag we're leaving. We come back, we'll chat a little Mariners as they start a pretty big series with the Orioles. Can they keep the momentum going? But first, we'll toss it to Rust with sports.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You can't sit with us!
Damn it, Jim.
Closing arguments will finish us up, take you all home for the next 15 minutes, so stick around for that. Stick around for that. I've got something going on in my life right now that is kind of chapping my butthocks, and I was specifically told by my boss not to talk about it.
I'm not sure I've heard of the term butthocks. I've heard of buttocks.
The like Seattle the butthocks.
Our uncomfortable world of the day, again, brought to you by Patrick Harris, making up words.
What is with me today?
Butthocks.
Well, you know. tonight.
I went to school for theater, not school.
Theater went to school for me. I don't even know what that means.
What?
Dude, we got to get out of here.
It gets the people
this
going.
This show has to end ASAP. ASAP. Get me out of here.
We only got one more segment after this.
I'm going to go take a nap. Let's put Grandpa to bed over here and call it a day, and we'll just restart tomorrow.
Put some more gold up on the walls.
Okay. What if if this day becomes Groundhog Day, I will blow my brains out every single day. Every single day.
What's the new one with Sandberg?
I don't know.
There's like a Groundhog Day kind of redux with Andy Samberg.
Oh, get right the heck out of
29 Palms, I think is what it's called. Hold on.
Ah, man, that's a dangerous story to remake.
And like,
Palm Springs. I knew it was something like that.
I like Andy Samberg, too.
I've seen little snippets here or there, and I want to watch it.
That's a dangerous movie to try to redo.
Yeah.
Bill Murray's one of my favorites.
I mean, that movie is just so iconic.
Yeah.
It'd be like redoing the Shawshank Redemption.
Or like Red Dawn.
Yeah.
Or Point Break.
Wait, we did those.
They did those. Yeah. Or Dances with Wolves, Fern Gully. Avatar. Oh, those are all the same movies.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah,
Pocahontas. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The Seattle Mariners take on the Baltimore Orioles, Jozo's. Today, start a 3-game set. This team has won 7 in a row, 9 of their last 10, and back-to-back sweeps. I think this team is so legit, so for real, they are now must-watch baseball for me.
Well, come on.
But
how far do I have to push you to go there?
Not very far, but I mean, some teams I don't believe in.
It's like you tripped over a quarter on the ground. Come on, what are we talking about?
I mean, there's other baseball teams that are playing well right now that I don't believe in. I don't believe in the Red Sox. I'm sorry, Boss Man Cooley, for trashing on your Red Sox.
There are two teams playing horrifically right now, one of which I can celebrate.
Yeah.
And the other one I feel bad celebrating because we have another, you know, fan member.
Oh, because there's somebody's team?
Yes.
Yeah, we can all rejoice that the Yankees suck.
Yes.
And sorry, Suk, but so do your Mets right now.
Was it they lost 9 out of 10?
I don't know.
They're both horrific since, like, the middle of June.
The Yankees are just flat-out bad. Aaron Boone should get fired.
No, he won't somehow. You want him to stay there.
No, I don't. I'm so sick of looking at him, dude. I'm so over
that's what
it.
Makes him perfect as a Yankees manager.
I hear what you're saying. Like, you want him to stay there because they will suck. But I'm so tired of his charade when he gets thrown out of games like he's some tough guy.
Mm.
Okay? I'm so over it. The team is garbage. I hate his face. I don't know if I've ever hated a manager more in my life than Aaron Boone.
How long until he goes a full-on minor league manager, you know, out behind second base and throwing the grenade?
You know, I don't think he'll go that far, but he just, every time he comes out of the dugout to argue about something, it's like really bad acting. Mm. It's like really bad theatrics, and I can't handle it.
Needs to go to the Lupinella school of how to get tossed out of a game.
It just doesn't look genuine, you know, because usually when managers get tossed, it's like... Usually when managers get tossed, it's because you're like trying to rile up your team, you know, like stick up for your team and all this kind of stuff and, you know, invigorate them to be great.
Not terribly different from the head coach on a NBA team, you know, late in the game getting
ejected. Yeah. You get ejected. It's to fire up your team and to like show them.
My guys.
Yeah, exactly. When Boone does it, I'm just like, you're so fake right now.
Well, there's plenty of NBA coaches that also do it because they're sick of their own team's crap.
That is true. Dude, if I could get ejected on this show, I'd have done it an hour ago. Maybe an hour and a half ago.
To be fair, we might have done it for you.
12:09.
Yeah, right?
10:09.
You can't kick yourself out. We are kicking you out.
You can't quit. You're fired.
I think if you're the Houston Astros, I think you are very, very concerned about the Seattle Mariners team. I think they're hot. I think Randy Arozarena batting.
You want Dusty to come back in.
Sure, why not? Come on down, dude. Randy Arozarena batting leadoff for the Mariners is one of the best ideas Dan Wilson has had in his entire coaching career. It's working out great. That 1-5 is nasty.
Dusty came in here and was like, oh, you know, nobody's worried about the Mariners. They're cute.
I know, man, but see, that's the kind of stuff. We talk about it in college football a lot, too, like... You know, this team has never beat this team.
Diego Pavia talking about wanting to be a national champion. It's like, that's cute.
Yeah, I know, but like Vanderbilt's never won it. So I don't have an issue with that. Like, I think things that happened for teams decades ago, like, you know, in 2001, the Mariners had the most wins in MLB history and they lost to the Yankees in the playoffs. It's like, cool, dude. Like, the only guy on that team is the manager of the team. Like, those players aren't here.
It's,
you know, they've got a brand new fan base.
We disagree. We disagree strongly on this. The stink of stuff lingers.
I don't think it does.
Explain the Browns.
That's bad ownership. But that's bad ownership.
Who owns the Mariners?
Well, I know. Stanton sucks, too. But, like, I don't know. This team is good.
But has that changed?
Yeah, because they've traded for guys that are actually talented. Instead
We've seen this story before.
Not this story. I think this is a different story. I truly do.
God, you...
I think
this is a different story.
Yes. It just feels a little different.
This is, you know, we had the clip the other day, the stand-up comedian, was it Dustin Nickerson, you know, talking about the Mariners have as many playoff appearances as they have players with ruptured testicles.
Yeah, but that's just the last 20 years.
Look, man, It's the story until you break it.
This team is going to the playoffs.
Sure, but what happens there? It's the Clayton Kershaw of it all.
I'm
going to
say it right now. I got Phillies, Mariners in the World Series.
You go in there. You know what happens in the playoffs? You get in there. You ride Brian Wu. You ride Bryce Miller.
Hell yeah, you do, dude.
Yeah.
Logan Gilbert and George Kirby.
Mm-hmm.
You got a four-man rotation. All I even said Luis Castillo is the highest paid.
Exactly. Mm. And Luis Castillo is supposed to be the ace, and he's the fifth one that you mentioned.
Yeah, dude.
Let's and now go. You got those five bats in there.
Let's effing go.
Let's effing go.
God, so this is what
Matt Brash. Matt Brash and Anthony Munoz.
This is what it's like to just watch two people just. It's like watching fish when the power bait hits the water.
Hell
like,
yeah, dude. I'm going right after that. I'm the bitch old, I'm eating it up.
I am the
yeah.
old fish in the water going, nope, I don't want to see God today.
Yeah, I'm chasing the bait.
Yeah. It's like, you ever seen like the ice fishermen like talk about what it must be like to see it be a fish? Like be a pike?
No.
It's like one, you're just chilling at home.
Well, I don't watch fishermen. Why would I have seen it, look, fishermen talk about being a fish?
It popped up in the algorithm, okay? Like it
your
was,
algorithm is jacked.
Like, oh, no, yes, it is.
I did work on an outdoor GPS for years, but still, look, why would I have seen that?
It happened. Like it was these guys sitting in an ice house, and they were just,
no, you've seen this. You've yeah. seen this.
No, this one you probably haven't. This one you probably haven't. But they're just sitting around an ice house talking about how insane it must be to be like a pike.
Yeah.
You're just down there chilling on your own. All of a sudden, somebody drops in and just a high-class meal, like, in your house.
Whoa!
And then you're like, this tastes good. And then all of a sudden, you're being pulled towards the light. And you can't breathe. And there's just giant beings just staring down at your face, telling you you're not big enough.
And then
throwing you back in your home.
You're also now wet, because when you've come out of the water, you are now wet.
And you can't breathe. Like, yeah. And you're going towards the light. It's like you're seeing these, you know, celestial beings.
That's crazy. I can't breathe underwater, and they can't breathe without water.
Mm-hmm.
That's wild.
Mm-hmm.
God's mysterious human being.
It's a lot, man. And see, that's why I'm
then you got the ones that can breathe underwater and outside.
Yeah.
Water.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
They take in the oxygen through their skin.
We come back. Closing arguments. Heisman Trophy candidate up next. 105.1 The Verd.
It's time for Easy Play. Brought to you by HomeZ, making home improvement easy.
As he hits one high, he hits one deep. Ooh, Reyes hits one out. Two-run home run, the Astros on top, 7-2.
Oh, Ramon looks fantastic this evening.
Ramon Urias hits that. That's courtesy of the Space Network Home Space City Home Network.
There we go.
Space City Home Network. As the Astros beat the Red Sox last night in a very interesting series, because it could look like the playoffs.
This is the portion of the show where I bring up the Mariners record, because that is just going to be my ongoing bet here. Hey, guess what? Above 54%.
This Easy Play brought to you by HomeZ. Use HomeZ's online calculator to estimate your project instantly. Make it easy. Call HomeZ. That's HomeZe. HomeZ.com.
The firm of Harris and Marang is wrapping up for the day.
You want answers?
Which means it's time for the closing arguments.
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
On the Fan Sports Network.
You can't handle the truth!
105.1 and 1080, The Fan.
All right, this is Closing Arguments. We use this to close up shop every single day at 12:45. Ducks Insider next, followed by Happy Hour with Luke Anderson. And then primetime, 3-7, will take you all the way home. Mm. All the way home.
Are you going to finish the show with your commissioner of your fantasy baseball league giving you hell?
No, I'm not. I'm not allowed to talk about that, I like this job.
I can tell, because you just keep looking down at your phone pissed off.
I know. Well, I am pissed. I'm actually looking at a statement made today. Mm. One could call it an argument.
Mm.
A statement made by my Heisman frontrunner, John Mateer.
Yep.
The allegations that I once participated in sports gambling are false. My previous Venmo descriptions did not accurately portray the transactions in question, but were instead inside jokes between me and my friends. I have never bet on sports. I understand the seriousness of that matter, but recognize that, taken out of context, those Venmo descriptions suggest otherwise. I can assure my teammates, coaches, and officials at the NCAA that I have not engaged in any sports gambling.
See, this is why you go the Malik Murphy route of Venmo comments. Did you see the one that went semi-viral?
No, I didn't.
He Venmo'd a teammate for, it's a descriptor, so I'm pretty sure I can use it. Spermicidal lube. That was what he put in the description.
There's nothing inflammatory there.
It's a description of a product.
Those are clinical terms.
Yeah. I think my biggest question in all this is, as a Venmo user frequently, my stuff's on private. You can't see what I like. Why? And also, why do I want to see what you spend your money on?
Well, and here's the, okay. So they
it's
went back,
really weird to me.
So they literally they found two things
in 2002
between him and his buddy.
Yeah,
22.
Yeah, 2002.
Did I say 2002?
Yeah, because he would have been kind of a young with. And then.
That's getting started early.
Dude, he might not even be alive in 2002. I'm doing that research probably, now. Yeah, Jeff Russ, go for not, it.
You're probably right. But no, but so they found two Venmo descriptions that said sports betting with him, and I believe they were both with the same buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just, come on. It's a goof. It's a bit.
Also,
look, lighten up, Francis.
Also,
don't touch my stuff.
Who at Texas is so mad about Oklahoma that this is what they're doing? Is it because you're mad because Mateer's going to win the Heisman over old Manning? Is that what you're mad about?
You don't believe that.
I do believe that.
You're the biggest arch guy I know.
I am the biggest arch guy.
Apropos of nothing, may I ask a question?
Shoot.
And this is strictly from my personal experience over the last couple of days. How far north does the Red River go?
Into Canada.
Does it? Okay, yeah. Because
it's the largest non-Nile north flowing river.
On our way from, when we left Detroit Lakes, Minnesota, to drop me off at the Fargo Airport, we crossed the Red River, and that was the border. And what to me was amazing was that it's this little tiny river. It's not like going over the Columbia.
It's like going over Fennel Creek.
Yeah.
It gets very, very narrow.
It's not like going over the Columbia on the I-5 bridge. Mm-hmm. It's like going over a creek, and all of a sudden you're in a neighborhood in Moorhead, Minnesota.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden you're in a neighborhood in Fargo.
East Fargo, Moorhead, and Fargo.
It's like a creek.
So in 30 years, the Red River will be dried up in some places.
If you want to see what's terrifying, again, I was stationed in Grand Forks, which is 40 minutes north of Fargo. My girlfriend at the time lived in Fargo, so I used to drive down there all the time. In the summer months, like this time of year, if you were on that river as the sun goes down, you will see a swath of mosquitoes that blots out the sun.
Oh.
It is terrifying.
That's gross.
You can hear it coming up the river.
We were at my wife's grandparents' lake cabin on Jewett Lake, just outside of Fergus Falls. And we waited, unfortunately, until after the sun went down to go leave from the screened-in porch to get in the car to drive back to our hotel. In the couple of seconds that it took to get into the car, we had pterodactyls in there, and they were flying around.
It's literally
them,
millions.
Fluttering on my ears. It was awful.
It is. I have been to swampy, god awful areas on this planet.
Mm-hmm.
Never have I seen mosquitoes. I was fishing in the Red River just outside Grand Forks with a buddy of mine when I first got there, and he's like, "We need to go." I'm like, He's like, "No, we need to go."
No, it's bad. Yeah,
and it's like a black cloud that migrates up the river, and it's terrifying. He told me, get in the car. We get in the car. He goes, turn off the lights.
Yeah,
and turned off the lights as the sun kind of goes down. It gets real dark there real fast in the fall, and he goes, "All right, turn the lights on." And my entire car was covered. And I was like, oh my sweet Jesus, what is this?
We sat outside the hotel before the sun went down even. It was still light out, waiting for my wife she went to go run to the room and come back out. We're sitting there, and I noticed the swarms of mosquitoes around like the side mirrors of the car.
It's like bees in a honeycomb. Like it just takes over. It's like, I don't know how people ever settled there. Because in the summertime, how warm
are you guys still talking about Dakota?
Yeah,
I totally
Dakota, Minnesota.
I totally blacked out for a second.
You paying attention, Ron?
Absolutely not.
It's totally warm there, but the winters it's 40 below, and then during the summer you get humidity and you have pterodactyl mosquitoes.
We didn't talk about the humidity that I experienced on Thursday and Friday. There was literally one point where it was 100% humidity.
I hate
on
humidity.
Friday.
I hate humidity.
And it was probably like 85, 90 degrees.
Yes.
Yeah.
I dislike humidity strongly.
You don't realize how far north you are, number one.
Yeah.
Like, and then you're like, how is it this, number one, this warm? How is it this humid? And like why did people live here?
Between Thursday and Friday, it never dipped below 81% humidity.
Yeah, trust me, dude. I know. I live there. It's brutal.
John Mateer, born in the year 2004.
Put this in perspective.
I already graduated high school.
3 years after 9/11.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Heisman Trophy winners now were not alive during 9/11.
Yeah. Well, not a Heisman Trophy winner, but the one who will win the Heisman probably is.
Sorry, I was trying. So good luck to John Mateer. Nothing's going to happen, right?
No,
nothing's going to happen.
Look, man, I hope that it's just him.
It's just dumb.
Yeah.
It is really dumb. Also, put your Venmo on private. Like, just do it. Okay, it's really simple. I think it's weird to look at other people's stuff anyway. All right, that'll do it for us. Like I said, Ducks Insider is next. Then Happy Hour with Luke Anderson from 2 to 3. And then Primetime will take you all the way home to 7. 13 hours of local programming. For Danny Morang, thank you, Jeff Rust on the ones and twos. I'm Patrick Harris. Go do something I would do.
Bye.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.